Blog Talk Radio.
Like glue, or we chillin' and kickin' like we done kung fu. But you can have it all if you want, no lie, no Chinese food. But it's some young guy, need to know how you really, really feel about him. Keep it real, don't conceal, let me shoot my shot.
Pretty, pretty lady, can I call you baby?
Birthday to Culture Shock Entertainment Report. Yay, it's the 8th birthday. I am Beth, aka Be True, and I've noticed that my voice is a little raspy. I had trouble. Well, I just swallowed an aspirin like 5 minutes before the show. That's the only thing I take over the camera. Aspirin, that's the only thing. And but I'm super excited because today is the 8th birthday, 8th anniversary of Culture Shock Entertainment Report. This awesome podcast premiered on March the 21st, 2011, the year that Prince William and Kate married, because I was so excited, remember, and followed many listeners and co-hosts. We followed the royal couple on their journey, and but it was amazing to premiere the show. I remember introducing the visions of the concept of the show, and we covered so many topics, and so excited for a new schedule, because each and every show that I've ever produced have been exciting. I mean, from the solo shows, commentary style. I hope this show is not, well, I like it when it's commentary, but I also like it when former co-hosts and those that are returning to co-hosts and future new co-hosts call in. The number, because you have like 10 minutes to call if you would like to get your call in, to let me give you the number up front. 646-787-1578. You don't have it saved in your phone. 646-787-1578. Feel free to call in. Happy birthday. Talk about some of the favorite shows in the past and also some of the future topics that you would like to hear or be a part of for new shows that are scheduled. In the future, oh my goodness, I'm so excited. We have some amazing authors, dating coaches, business owners, entrepreneurs, community advocates, artists, bands that are coming back. A record schedule will start in April. Thank goodness, thank God. I want to thank you that have been with the show from the beginning, also those that are new, and those of you that support the archive shows. Every show that has ever been broadcast are archived. You can listen to the original show. You want to go back to like 2013 when Mom were on a couple of shows discussing recipes for the holiday season. You can listen to those. The shows about UFOs, spring cleaning shows are some of my favorites. Which you know that will be coming up like soon. Happy spring to everyone. Yesterday, spring kicked in last evening. Today is the first full day of spring. But so many memories. I will be sharing throwback episodes throughout social media of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, of interviews. I love shows from 30 minutes to the 2 and 3 hour shows. The music shows are just so awesome. And thank you to those that still send music. Definitely will be added to the playlist. My email address is CultureShockInt, KulturShockInt, _Beth@yahoo.com. I want to shout out to so many awesome people, so many people that have responded and contacted me, congratulating me on the anniversary of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. Thank you, Eric McDonald. Thank you, Kimmy. Thank you, Marcus Patrick and his lovely wife, Norma Elizabeth, who celebrated her birthday yesterday. Thank you, Reggie Roughneck. He would like to call in, but he's preoccupied. Maybe Lisa will call in. Just thank you all. The list goes on and on. International listeners, Ebony Empress, Anil in India. Oh my God, it just goes on and on. Shout out to Baltimore, New York, Minneapolis, Prince's family, the Nessa family are so awesome and been supportive since I was a kid. My friends in Miami, right here in Jackson, Mississippi, of course, Big D. See you guys soon. Big shout out to Traders Village, my brother-in-law, my mentor, Tommy Ellis, out of Africa Imports. You guys are looking for me. Come to Traders Village in Grand Prairie. I'll be there assisting with sales and online and social media. So you'll see a lot of us on social media sharing information regarding the products that we sell, authentic products from Africa, from art to beauty, cosmetics, personal care items, like if you really love essential oils, if you really love organic products and authentic African products from art to furniture, definitely if you're in the area of Dallas, Fort Worth, and Grand Prairie, come by. We also, like I said, will be active on social media and have a new website too. So don't fret if you're not in the area. You can do all that online and throughout social media too if you see things that you like or would like to know if we have certain things that you do like. And oh my God, the list just goes on and on of people that I would like to thank for sending their wishes. And thank you, Blog Talk Radio. I always hear from them because they've always been supportive from the beginning regarding the show. And I hear from them, you know, about bringing it back on a regular basis, longer shows. Because my guests and my relationship with my Blog Talk Radio cohort have been just amazing journey. A big shout out to Cyrus Webb. A big shout out to Little Flip and Brian Cuban, Mark Cuban's brother, and Zane. Those are the Those are the three shows that I listened to originally before I created Culture Shock Entertainment Report. I've been in radio before. I had been in radio before, and I had been considering getting on a local radio station. Then as I was a blogger, and so as I listened more and more to my favorite podcast and other podcasts, like, okay, then I decided, I'm going to create mine too. Culture Shock Entertainment Report. So it's been going since then. And ironically, that's how Starboy and I befriended one another. He often say I was one of the best deals that he got out of being a co-host of Flyboy Radio with Lil Flip, because we became friends out of that. And in that show, and again, Brian Cuban's Rant Revolution inspired me. I've always loved Zane's work. I love listening to her podcast. But I'm like, okay, I can set my own schedule, research. And the reason I call it Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, well, my company is Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. Ever since I was a little kid, I've always been a proponent of writing reports and essays. Writing reports for extra credit to turn into my teachers. As a blogger, I always believe in researching, just self-educating myself and doing my own research, educating myself informally. Always enjoyed researching. As a little girl, I always enjoyed memorizing, you know, commercials. It's no secret. One of my inspirations to act I would like to be a working actor still. But really, just reports, research. And that's one reason why I encourage people during these election seasons. Learn and research. Do your research regarding these candidates from local to state to federal and international levels. I mean, do your research. Nowadays, we can just click on a link and go to their website and study. If we don't see them in person at town hall meetings or out in public at the grocery store somewhere, do our research so we can know their platforms. And that's regardless of their political affiliations. Before the show came on air, I said, this show will not be about politics. I'm not going to say anything about politics, but when it comes to research, I'm a political enthusiast. But one thing about it, and shout out to Eric McDonald, because he's a fellow political enthusiast too, who's listening. Thank you for tuning in, Eric. I wish you would call in. But we only have 1 minute. For those of you that would like to call in, you only have like 1.5 minutes. But it's just been an amazing voyage. And I'm sure we will have some politicians on real soon. It would be awesome while I'm in Texas also to get an interview with Beto, who just announced, and Rick and Cousin Linda, they're big proponents of his, and his camp did not hesitate contacting me to give them support and so on. But I most definitely do not mind exposing platforms, because we need to be educated. So I do not mind throughout my social media exposing in a positive manner not only the ones that I support and endorse, but also those that I want to know more about too, because we all need to be educated. But again, I said I wasn't going to talk about that, but that's really important. But so many awesome memories. Let's see, Dean Russell. Oh my God, Belinda Macy, my friend in Houston, Texas. She's coming back real soon with Pure Romance, and her romance shows discussing her products at Pure Romance, and also answering intimate questions regarding intimacy are so awesome. She's so informed and knows so much about the products that she sells, and have an awesome team She's based in Houston, Texas. We have an awesome team nationwide, so a big shout out to her. Let's see, Kevin Dorsey, Jerry Lewis, those are guys that I grew up with that have been guests on discussing their businesses and hot topics and subject matters that are very important to not only them but us. It just has been an amazing time. My mother was one of the show's biggest fans. She loved Ebony Empress show, and she loved when Ebony Empress and I would combine our shows and do like a summer cast of both our shows, you know, from UK and US together. It's just been an amazing journey. So again, I will be posting throwback shows from serious topics to the hilarious topics. One time a comedian called me, and he's an impersonator, and I did not know if he was Obama or not, and I'm still wondering if it was Obama. You know, to be honest, I need to find that show and play that show for you guys. You guys tell me. This guy could impersonate, what is his name? Something the imposter, that's what he told me. And I need to look for him throughout social media. Because I'm doing my show, I answer my call, and there is some guy identical to Obama. And I'm like going along with it on air, live on air, many listeners that morning internationally. And I'm like, oh, my God, is this Obama? Is this someone playing a joke? And I definitely need to pull this show up to share with you guys because it was hilarious. But then he could do Al Green. He can, this comedian, and many of you might know who I'm talking about because I know he has performed at, well, he is a real comedian, I'm thinking. Gotham, that's in New York City, right? He had performed there. So his name is like something imposter. But at the time, he was living in North Mississippi also. But I know he has performed like at Gotham Comedy Club or somewhere. And that's in New York City, right? He got me good. Oh, and shows when Reggie Ruffneck and I would talk about sports. Can't forget about many of my co-hosts are in Dallas. Mike, that dude, man, this is an awesome time because one of his favorite subjects on the Final Four, March Madness, he's a bracket king. But Reggie always would joke on me because I'm a big supporter of Tiger Woods, you know. And he loved to tease me about Tiger Woods. But see, Tiger Woods is definitely he's doing his thing graciously. He's so gracious, and he's setting a good example, never give up. And so he inspired me, not to mention Kobe Bryant and so on. Oh, big shout-out to Mississippi State girls basketball team and Jackson State basketball team. And just late last night, I seen the news where the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have hired two female assistant coaches. So kudos and big shout out to the NFL and to Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I always thought that team was tough, just bad, especially when they play New Orleans. My late mother and I always say New Orleans need not to be pretty, need to play tough with those guys. But a big shout out to female assistant coaches. Man, that's awesome. In the mid 90s, I was a coach, along with my former schoolmate, friend Armis Moncure, who he and his wife have a coaching business in Dallas, coaching on relationships, on love and in the workplace. But he brought me in as a coach of in a youth organization that he worked with, and I became a coach with the Little League football team, and that was amazing. And women are coaching and officiating in the NFL and in NBA and doing big things, not just being owners. That's amazing when we own, but now we're working our way up through the system in male-dominated fields, and that is really, 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 really awesome. But again, thank you for your love and support. This turned out to be a commentary-style show, which I'm excited. Thank you to those that have contacted me. I probably did a Facebook Live or Instagram stories. I haven't done a Facebook Live or Instagram story in a while, so I probably would do one of those today. So maybe you guys will chat with me. I do. Many of you internationally video to call me, but give me a heads up. Those of you that I know that can like network with me regularly. If you never really network with me, let's get to know each other first before we video chat and stuff. But I like to be camera ready at least. I like to know so I can have my mind set on the subject matter that we will be talking about. But again, say the call-in number for 646-787-1578. And also direct your emails to kultureshokent_best@yahoo.com. Big shout-out to my friends in Tesoma, also in Durant. My friend Anna, it was so nice talking with you the other day, Anna, video chatting. Just brightened my day. So big shout out to you and the crew, Chaplain Johnny Hudson, who has a new book out called The Waiter. So you guys check out his YouTube channel. He's one of my cool spiritual advisors. I mean, oh my God. He and his wife are amazing counselors, and he ministers to the entire all the casinos, to everybody. So, but he has a book out, and thank you for inviting me to your new page also, right there. But a big shout out to all of those that minister to me and allow me to minister and talk with you, and those of you that confide with me privately also. But thank you to those that deal with me in person, throughout social media, devoted listeners of the show. My word is mine that the show is coming back on a more consistent basis. As of now, we're doing Thursday mornings. And you'll see much more of when I'm I have some amazing visions for like web series, reality shows. I'm going to improve the content on my YouTube channel and so on. So there's amazing things. I would love to get one of those Facebook Watch shows, not just doing Facebook Live, but Facebook Watch shows. But I'm really active with those watch parties. You guys, I hope some of I've been promoting some pretty awesome watch parties. On my page and throughout my group and my other pages. So thank you guys, and thank you for inviting me to your watch parties on Facebook. Also, you guys have amazing watch parties based on different topics. So really thank you so much. And I do my best to respond to each and every one who contact me through phone, email, messages, messenger. I do my best to contact you ASAP, you know, because that's the worst feeling to wait. So I do my best. Like everybody, everybody's going through good and not so good and in between stuff. So, you know, that's life. And taking a break from social media at the end of the year and the beginning of the year was refreshing too. It caused miscommunication with some people, because some people thought, oh my God, are you not my friend anymore? You know, and even there are other people that I felt like I was being ignored. So that's the worst feeling, but no, not angry with anyone, not whatever, just, you know, it's life, dealing with life and getting things together, setting goals and being focused. But again, thank you so much for supporting Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. This, what I'm saying, came straight from the heart. Tried to eliminate the and the Don't you hate that when people are speaking and they always they put those and those ums and oh so on? It's very important to, if you don't have a even when you're spontaneous, it's good to, if you don't have a script, it's good to have bullet points at least in front of you in case your brain frees up on you and you can't think of what you're talking about. It's important to have that. But I don't have any of that. I'm speaking from the heart because I love birthdays, and it's the 8th birthday of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. And just want to thank you guys, and I really appreciate that. And again, Pretty Lady, Starboy, go to his music page. He had an awesome vacay in Mexico last week, so you'll see awesome pictures from that. But also, he'll keep you updated also regarding when he will officially drop Pretty Lady. And because it should drop digitally, internationally anytime soon. And so, his music is on the top hot music sites like Amazon and Spotify and iTunes and Amazon, iHeartRadio. So he's going to drop it. I guess it's a single, maybe as an EP, because I do know he has a couple other awesome songs that he could drop an EP, but I believe it would be a single. But you would know, so definitely go like his music page. And big shout out to awesome all the artists that I work with and who support me, and I support them, and entrepreneurs out there, Dame John, and all of everybody at Shark Tank, Mark Cuban, and all that. Can't wait to go to a Mavs game when I'm back in the area, Mavs and Oklahoma, Thunder game. Oh my God. But yes, thank you guys. I guess it's time to conclude this commentary style show. So just be kind, love others, and be loved. That's one thing Mom and I always talked about, the importance of loving others and being loved. You know, that's how we live. Love is God, right? And God is love. Now I sound like Prince. What was it, in the American Music Awards back like in 85? But really, Mother and I, we always discuss, and at her memorial, I talked about what we often discuss was the topic of love. It's important to love and be loved. To be kind. To do your best to be kind. I know sometimes it's hard. You know, we're all human, and we deal with those different emotions. But forgiveness, even self-forgiveness, self-care. I was watching a Goldcast videos yesterday, our Fearless Minds video, and the topic, and I have it posted throughout social media, and one thing that the presenter mentioned was that to be successful, self-care and discipline are the top priorities to be successful. And success is whatever you make of it, right? But to be successful overall, psychologically, health-wise, financially, self-care and discipline, those two foundations. And we are so caring for others, sometimes we neglect our own self-care. And so I know I'm focused on self-improvement. It was a time when I was too self, and people that know me know, I was too, what is it? It wasn't self-love. It was to the point where I was narcissistic. But when you humble yourself within, and you don't neglect yourself, but you know how to take care of yourself and also take care of others. It's so important. And I just thank you guys for your love, and keep me updated with your lives. I love to hear from those that I don't hear from very often. And I know, so in person or throughout social media, whatever. Appreciate you, and thank you again for supporting Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I'll schedule a show. Shows will be scheduled for Thursdays, occasionally on weekends, and then there will be a set schedule, okay? But you will see much in person and throughout social media also. So Again, thank you. This is Culture Shock Entertainment Report, and I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True, and I dedicate this broadcast to my late mom and to my late cousin,